Though we remember him today, St. Joseph's Day doesn't actually come around until tomorrow. Given that this is the Friday before Holy Week, we have Lenten fish to fry. Our time might be better spent listening to Bach's St. Matthew Passion or watching Mel Gibson's movie. But in the spirit of Martha Stewart, it's time to make lemonade. And why not? Whatever the day, Joseph deserves our attention. Our campus may be bordered by the St. Joe River and St. Joe Center Road, and my son, just between you and me, goes to St. Joseph Methodist Preschool. But still, Mary gets most of the press, while Joseph, ever the dutiful husband, remains in the background. I suppose you shouldn't expect much attention when standing next to the Mother of God, especially when she's younger, prettier, and holding the baby. But open up your pocket-sized Gideon's Bible, and you'll find that Joseph is the first hero of the first book. By Joseph, Jesus is the Christ and stakes his legal claim to David's throne. By the great prophet Moses, God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. But by Joseph, God delivered his only begotten son out of Israel and into Egypt. As our society flirts with same-sex marriage, we see that God gives Joseph to Mary, and in doing so casts his vote for the traditional two-parent family, the mother for nurture, the father for protection and leadership. Fathers are even more significant for us as Christians. When fathers go to church, children follow. When fathers don't, mothers struggle and children pay the price. At their best, earthly fathers model the love of our heavenly Father. And who could deny Joseph's impact? Loving, adopting father of Jesus, father of James, father of Jude. Joseph, a man of strength and righteousness, defined by mercy. Clearly not your average Joe. And what's more, the story of Joseph is really not so far removed from Holy Week. Matthew's Passion formally begins in the 26th chapter, but it really begins in the first. Underneath the sweet melody of Christ's birth, minor chords warn of danger. While the angels sing, the demons plot. Perhaps there is nothing more demonic than the scene of Pilate and the crowd. "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And the crowd answered, "Barabbas." And Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called the Christ?" And they all said, "Crucify him." And Pilate said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." The hellish crowd is driven by pride and stupidity, self-centeredness and groupthink, diabolical scheming and utter mindlessness. Those who would be masters of their own lives had become puppets of Satan. Would they truly kill the man who made the lame to walk and the blind to see? Would they crucify the Lord of life? What kind of people filled the crowd that day? The same kind of people, I suppose, who lived in Jerusalem at the time of our Lord's birth. Herod wanted to kill Jesus, but he wasn't alone. For when it was learned that the king of the Jews had been born in Bethlehem, Matthew tells us, Herod the king was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. All Jerusalem troubled? Over what? A baby. A baby born to save. What kind of people were they? If not for Joseph, our Lord would have gone the way of the sweet flowerets of the martyr band plucked by the tyrant's ruthless hand. But Joseph could not protect his son forever. The Jerusalem crowd disturbed by the birth of the child, would demand the death of the man. And so it is. Though evil rises from within each heart, it is finally a collaborative effort. Evil finds strength in numbers and cloaks itself in the anonymity of the crowd. The sin of Adam with Eve, his helper. The sin of a delusional crowd building a tower into heaven. The sin of an ungrateful crowd fashioning a calf out of gold. The sin of a murderous crowd preferring Barabbas. The sin of us all. In the Christmas pageant, our children dress up as shepherds and angels. In the Passion, each of us has a part to play in the angry mob. Crucify him. This is the confession which our sinful lives proclaim. Crucify him. This is the result which our transgressions demand. And yet forward he goes, to suffer the taunts of people who despise him, to suffer the wrath of the God who loves him. Forward he goes, as innocent as the day he was born. The one whom Joseph named Jesus, the Lord who saves us from our sin. Amen.